Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are top shelf.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis sans sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
This meeting is being recorded.
I like how we're voguing with each other
voguing,
right now.
Right?
Vogue.
Come on, Vogue. Let your body move to the music. Hey, hey, hey.
You know, we're doing such a famous, you know, podcasting, famous visual medium.
Yeah, I don't watch podcasts.
They can't see us voguing.
You should send me the link sometime.
Although Vogue is in the most recent season of Pose. It's all about Vogue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard a drag race queen did a Madonna dance, a killer Madonna dance.
I am only like 3 episodes into it. So, a Rue Queen is on it, though. She came out as a trans woman after her season. So,
yeah.
Peppermint, who I like. I think Peppermint's pretty great. I started this season of Vogue. Pose. Let's go right into what we've been watching and shit.
Sure.
What have you been watching and shit?
I was waiting for you because you're the only one that watches anything new. I finished Space Force. It was delightful. I do recommend it.
A little too weird at the end for me.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was weird the whole way through.
Yeah, ended on a cliffhanger. So we'll just say that. Still trying to figure out what the mom did to end up in federal prison for 40 years.
They didn't tell us. We don't know.
No, we just know that she's in federal prison for 40 years and she wants an open marriage. She doesn't want a divorce, but she wants to bang. She wants to get some taco action while she's in prison. So, and he was all like, no. And then finally gave in. Yeah, I still think she burnt down like the house that was supposed to be hers. You know, like
we don't know because they didn't tell us.
I know, that's my guess. That's my guess. She burnt down the big mansion she was supposed to get as the wife of a 5-star general, 4-star general, whatever. A
5-star would be very impressive.
Yeah, a chief of staff.
Right.
Which that last chief of staff meeting was amazing because everyone was like, nope, I'm done. I'm out.
It was.
I'm officially going out of the record as this is a bad idea. And that came from the burst from the Marine. Which is Patrick Melbourne. Yeah.
The most recent season of Legends of Tomorrow. I still maintain that is my favorite Arrowverse show. It's so fucking weird. It makes no sense. I love it so hard.
Nice.
So I like binge that hard. I was just like, boom, bam, watched it. We watched Artemis Fowl, which just came out on Disney Plus. It's terrible. Don't watch it.
All right. Noted.
Which is such a disappointment. I hate how, like, I don't understand what the fuck is wrong with movies. That they make the same mistakes with franchises every fucking time.
Well, they think we forget about the mistakes, and we don't.
Not even just that, but like, people don't like overly CGI movies. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
When that's like everything going on in the movie. We learned that the first time in 1999, when what came out, Shannon?
I don't know.
Episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Oh, okay. I don't know. There's so much going on, so.
You don't remember that? Come on. That is, like, the famous movie for overusing CGI.
Yeah. They also, went back and CGI'd all the older Star Wars movie, which people were just, like, didn't need to do that. Thanks.
Yeah. No, you didn't. So this movie was just like an all CGI fight, and that's all that happened in it. And they totally changed the character of the main character. Like, I mean, they did similar shit when they tried to launch the Percy Jackson series.
Mm-hmm.
They changed his age. They changed the story. They made all these, you know, some changes are necessary when you go from a book to a movie because some things just don't translate.
Right.
Such as, like, who if the narrator switches mm-hmm. and some things are from different people's points of view, you can't necessarily, you know,
yeah,
make that, like, clear.
I didn't read the Percy Jackson books, so the movies were fine to me. So that's kind of one thing I enjoy being a moviegoer, watching comic book movies or movies that have been, you know, made from books, is I might not have read it. And so I just go in for the entertainment factor and I come out happy because I have zero expectations.
I have not read Artemis Fowl, and I hated the movie. Because funny. I was like, oh my God, this makes no sense. What is even happening in this film? I was shaking my head, guys. So
I've been meaning to watch the Hulu TV show about Catherine the Great. I think it's just called The Great. I forget. But they're 45-minute episodes, so I just haven't been able to sit down and commit to binging it yet. But it does look delightful, delightfully dark and funny about her reign coming in as queen or empress of Russia and overthrowing the government and ruling the world. So, as women should.
Guys, I'm having a hard night. I'm having a hard day. I'm having a hard night and day. So, yeah, no, the Hulu app doesn't make any goddamn sense. I can't figure out what's going on it.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a few different Hulu shows, so who knows what those are, because I can't check the app to figure it out.
I think there was a Hulu update recently that might be why you're having issues.
There's lots of reasons I'm having issues.
I bought a case of whiskey this weekend.
Ooh. Tell me more.
We went down to Tennessee to visit my sister and just to get out of Michigan, not to go like sightseeing and doing a bunch of shit, just to like hang out with her and her family. So, you know, we barbecued, we went to the creek, we visited Amish country, an Amish dairy, some Amish farms. And then Sunday we went to a distillery that's down the road from them. And it's a new distillery, only about 10 years old. And so they carry a very wide breadth of products, probably about eight to 10 different whiskeys, including smoked whiskeys. And they have a tequila, but you can't call it tequila because tequila is from Mexico. They call it an agave liqueur, but it's a Tennessee or a Kentucky tequila. And then when they first opened, you know, whiskey has to age. Bourbon has to age. So while they were aging their first set of bourbon, they decided to make moonshine because moonshine's instant. So yeah. They have a very wide variety of fruit flavored moonshine. So we bought a lot of that, like blueberry, cherry, pink lemonade, like a giant bottle of pink lemonade moonshine, apple, which you're going to love. Has a nice cinnamon kick to the back end of it. They had like a fireball version of it, which we passed on. So I got our some of our demon lobster friends a little something. So
aww.
I'm just gonna start collecting all this whiskey for them, and by the time I see them again, I'm gonna have a case for them alone, because you know it's been a year and a half, so I still have the bottle from last November, and now I'm going to have at least two more bottles to give them by the time I see them again. So,
yeah, well, they going to get crunk.
Right. So Yeah, so I accidentally bought a case of whiskey. Like
it is what it is.
Yeah. So I'll have to go back up to Spicer's and accidentally buy a case of wine again. Yes.
So this morning was race sign up for the Disney races.
Woo! Princess race!
Princess weekend. So I tried real hard to like figure out that I knew there was a learning curve. You know, I was trying to figure out, like, nobody did a video. Nobody did a race sign up video. I was like, man, it would be really helpful if somebody had recorded this so I actually understood what they were talking about.
It was just such a hot mess. No one could even do a video, huh?
So
that's how quick it went.
Yeah. Well, so I read on the thing that sometimes they open the virtual queue before 10 a.m. So Joseph and I were both in the virtual queue at 5 minutes to 10. And then at 10:18 question mark, Joseph got in and started to sign up. And by the time he clicked the button, it was sold out.
Oh,
and
man. Never
got an option to sign up.
That's not good.
Yeah. So I started finding us a, charity race to run. And he got in line for the 5K, and so we got both of those. So he got the 5K, and I got us a charity race to run.
Alrighty. So you got your races, 5 and 10K.
5K and 10K, which I joke. So they have all these names for the different challenges, like the Goofy Challenge is running two races, and the Dopey Challenge is running all four races on marathon weekend, and I call this unofficially the Grumpy Challenge to do the two easiest races.
I like it. Chuck, may I get you some customized grumpy shirts for your
grumpy
race?
Grumpy Challenge. Speaking of customized,
that means you guys have to, like, you know, dress up now, right? Aren't they?
We are. Races? We are.
I do have that black tutu.
Yeah, no, we're going to dress as Mabel and Dipper, which are brother and sister from a Disney cartoon show,
ooh,
Gravity Falls.
Nice.
So that people will know, hopefully.
That we're I thought those were the two sisters from Cinderella, but those are different names.
Yeah, no.
I think
Anastasia and Drizella.
I think that's who you need to be, Anastasia and Drizella. I'm sure one of them had a beard, like, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hang on.
So, yeah, you got your race weekend. So that means I can officially start planning a Disney vacation in February if we're not all dead from coronavirus still.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that could still happen, right?
Right.
We could be... Okay, so let's have a little corona rant.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
People are acting like shit's over, and it's fucking not. If you look at the graph, it's like a plateau that has just dipped a tiny bit.
Tiny bit down.
Like, we are still in the full swing, and people are like, oh my God, is this a second wave? No, you dumb motherfuckers. This is still the first wave.
Yeah. Well, U of M is down to only having 9 inpatient COVID-19 cases out of like the 600 plus they had, you know, all together. So that's good. So cases are going down in Michigan, but we still have to, like, take care of ourselves. So
yeah, I honestly don't think it's going to stay like this. Like, yeah. I saw pictures in Ann Arbor, just the patios being packed and people scootering down this middle of the street, nobody wearing masks. And, like, you know, I've had to go into my office a couple of times, nobody in downtown Dexter wearing masks, packed in front of the Dairy Queen, packed in front of Aubrey's. Like, I don't have hope that I don't have hope.
Yeah. I will say we have been very vigilant in wearing masks inside of buildings, inside of restaurants, inside of buildings, convenience stores, stuff like that. Even when we went to Tennessee this last weekend, which literally has not been hit hard at all with COVID.
Tennessee hasn't?
Right.
Okay.
So, and our experiences was like 50-50. like half the work ever. So say we went into four places. Like, we would wear a mask, the workers wouldn't be wearing one. We would wear a mask, the workers are wearing one. Both of us are not wearing masks, you know, because, like, we gave up by that point. you know, like.
Yeah.
At the distillery tasting on our tour, no one was wearing masks. You know, we were outside, in and out of buildings, walking around, keeping distance. But in the tasting area, the guy serving stuff was wearing a mask and gloves.
Yeah.
So I think that at least workers are still taking this really seriously, you know, minus the handful of store people I saw not wearing masks. But here in Michigan, I think people are still taking it way more seriously, at least inside of places.
Yeah.
I will say outside walking around downtown Brighton, most people are not wearing masks. But anytime I go into somewhere, everyone, it's like 90% of the people are wearing masks. So Catherine and I went to the dollar store and Aldi today, and we wore our masks. And most of the people were wearing masks in all those stores as well. So
I read a thing on Reddit today or yesterday. I don't even know how days work. Where they were talking about, you know, going into Walmart and no one's wearing a mask, and then going into Whole Foods and everybody's wearing a mask.
Right. Yep. That's kind of sums up my experience too, based upon where you are. You know, are you in Target or the dollar store? You know. I see a lot more masks available to purchase, paper masks everywhere now. Yeah. Still no bottles of alcohol, still really hard to find sanitizer wipes. We are out of my homemade sanitizer wipes, so I'm going to have to make more. I did get some sanitizer from a brewery, so I think I might use that and a little bit of bleach and some soap to make my handmade sanitizer wipes. So. But that's like a cup, at least a cup of my gallon of sanitizer. So
there was a graph that was released today, though, that was talking about percent change from mm-hmm. the previous week in coronavirus cases.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, only state out of all of them that had a 50% decrease.
Wow, a 50% decrease. That is amazing.
So people were all fucking pissed at Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah. Guess what, bitches? You're alive because of her.
You're alive because of her.
Florida went back on lockdown after a week of being open. Restaurants are now closed again.
Yeah. Yeah. The first night that this pub was open, like 25 people got coronavirus or some shit like that. Yeah. That one was going around. It was in Jacksonville. So every person who posted it, I just posted a Jason Mendoza gif.
Right. Yeah.
In the comments.
Was it the one when he's eating ice cream and he's like thumbs up, you know, like, ooh.
I did different ones, but the one I did a lot was like when he decides he's going to just be himself and he puts on the Jaguars thing. And he's
dancing, he's raving in the living room. Yeah.
So I picked that one a lot. And then one where he's like, Duval.
Right. I love it.
Yeah, Florida's fucked and Disney's not even open yet.
Right. July 1, they're supposed to open, right?
11th.
Okay.
Something like that.
Oh, man, my February vacation is not looking good right now.
I know.
If they end up canceling the races, will they just hold your registration for the next year?
I literally don't know how it goes. I think that Disney themselves gave refunds for Star Wars weekend.
Uh-huh.
But like, what the fuck happens with this money that I just raised?
Right. Well, I'll still go to that charity for sure. You know, I think it should. And you should still get credit.
But I think the charity should fucking give me something or something. here's a t-shirt. Thanks for raising all this goddamn money for us.
Here's a koozie.
I deserve that koozie.
All right, here's a pen. Oh, yeah, we're on swag lockdown at U of M. Anything extra is like, no bueno. No, not doing it. No travel, no swag, no lunches, no nothing. So
yeah.
If I want to give away gifts, I have to dig around in my treasure chest and pull out whatever I have left over from previous years. So, which is why I always order extra, except this year was an ordering year. So I place one order a year and that order lasts me 2 years.
Right.
So whatever I ordered last year gets me through last year and this year.
I'm so sorry, you guys. So today was so stressful. I took a small amount of CBD and also a small amount of gummy. And this is difficult. If I were just watching a show, then I would be fine. But like,
you're like, now, you have to think. And you're like, God damn it, Shannon, carry the show for once in your life.
I keep on like losing my trains of thought.
My gummies are still in transit to next facility. They were due to, like, legit, my thing went from being delivered Saturday the 14th and to, like, MIA at this point. So either someone sniffed out my gummies and pulled them aside, or they're fucking going to be stuck in Detroit for 2 weeks and they're all going to be melted together. Let's talk about our gift group.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our gift group. I don't gift like crazy like some of the other ladies. I've been trying to play the games and then like gifting when I feel like gifting. Sometimes I'll just scroll through the group. Like a lot of people do the thing you want the most on your list, you know? So there's been a few times I've gone to those posts and looked at people's lists to see if that thing got bought and didn't. So like when one of the girls posted the chip mug, you know, from Beauty and the Beast, that was like her most wanted thing that hadn't been purchased yet.
Yeah.
So I've done that a few times. I am so excited to try this. I can't wait to bust this open. I got the Snoop Dogg cookbook. I'm so excited. I know. I'm like, number one thing I'm making is goddamn mac and cheese. And I don't care if that's racist or biased, but I'm making some goddamn mac and cheese, which is his wife's recipe. So we'll see if he really, truly gave us her recipe or if he left something else out. But it looks exciting. And there's all a bunch of different sections or stories to go with everything. He tells us what's in his cupboard, what does he keep in stock in his cupboard and why, what's in his fridge and why, so that he can, you know, kind of do whatever he wants to do anytime he wants to do it. So it's fun. It's interesting. I'm going to, super excited. So we got breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, drinks, parties, and parties. Those are the six food chapters. So I'm looking forward to learning how to cook like Snoop. Beets and bites.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's very exciting. Are there edibles in the cookbook?
There's like martinis and shit. So clean, we dirty martini. So, gin and juice, Tanqueray gin, apple flavored vodka, pineapple juice. So, and he called that the remix of gin and juice. There's a picture of, here's the OG gin and juice. This is Snoop's gin and juice, gin and orange juice. I always wondered what juice he mixed. Like when you sing about gin and juice, like what kind of juice is it?
Right. So, what kind? Right? I can't drink gin because I threw it up.
There's a wake and bake drink.
I love that.
good green beans. I could have swore I just saw collard greens in here too. You ever had collard greens?
Yeah.
I was going to try them this weekend. But the barbecue truck did not come to the neighborhood. So they look so gross, but everyone loves them. So I gotta try them. Where's the Wake and Bake? Wake and Bake Corpse Review. Reviewer. Gin, Cointreau, sweet vermouth, lemon juice, orange peel. Got that nasty hangover from dropping it like it's hot at the club a little too long last night? Well then, the dog's got this hair of the dog to get you back up and at 'em. The money ain't sitting around waiting. You need to get up, get out, and get something. It's your Wake and Bake gin and juice for the your hangover.
Yeah, I just can't anyway, do, I'm can't excited. Do the gin. I threw it up.
Yeah.
The week before my 21st birthday.
Yeah. I can still do almost everything. I'm just, I'm a hesitant. I will drink champagne still, but not a ton. That's like one thing I will limit myself on.
Yeah. I have gin and I have vanilla vodka. So, but it's all vanilla drinks. My mom loves vanilla Coke and I would like be like, can I have a sip? And I'd be like,
she made a pooky face for all those who are listening.
Yes, I made gag face like so just like the second the like vanilla fragrance gets under my nose, I'm like,
that's hilarious. How did I not know that? That's so funny.
I can do vanilla coffee drinks,
mm-hmm.
but not like fake vanilla flavoring in other things, not vanilla Coke, not vanilla vodka.
I tried my hardest to find Luisa's liqueur and could not.
Oh, thanks for trying.
So if Chris still has two bottles in his cabinet in November, I'm stealing one of those fuckers.
Yeah,
because my dad left his down at their house and Chris is like, yeah, this is like, this goes in my coffee. I was like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it fucking does. I should have bought that peanut butter chocolate liqueur I found, but I did not.
Because you don't love me?
I do love you. I just didn't know if you thought it would be too much. I should have known better.
Did you try it?
No. It was at the liquor store. They had a whole aisle of cream drinks. So they had, you know, like orange cream and vanilla cream. And there was like peanut butter chocolate cream. And I was like, oh, holy Lord. So of course I took a picture and sent it to you, but you took too long to answer me. So
I've been having a busy week.
I should have just known and did it. So
it's okay.
Next time I see it, I'll just do it. Do it to it.
Don't even feel bad.
I won't hesitate. Okay. I'll just do it. So, but I got us a case of whiskey to drink. So yeah, anyway, we're good.
Can't wait to drink all your whiskey.
And moonshine. So we'll be plenty stacked. Jesus Christ. For Lobster Con, whenever that happens.
Lobster Con!
In our masks, in John's basement.
I ordered, this would have been tragic if this had arrived today and we hadn't gotten any races. I ordered a grab bag of Disney workout tanks.
Oh, fun. That's exciting.
I don't sweat. This is pixie dust.
Nice. Love it.
Run your ears off.
Awesome. Fun.
And race you to the castle.
Awesome. Those look great. Love them.
The race you to the castle one is what I put in my fundraiser picture.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Race you to the castle. So that is super fun. I had a personal best running over the weekend and then I was super sore the next day, but like, man, did that feel good. I felt accomplished and
right.
Shit.
Awesome.
Was good. So I'm getting better at running. I signed up for my race.
I need to start rowing or running or doing something. So I might try a expensive diet magic pill. We'll see if that works. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you still feeling bad about that picture?
A little bit.
Sometimes, skinny folks listening to this, sometimes when you are a fat person, like Shannon and I are, there's a picture taken of you and you just go, Jesus fucking Christ, what is that? And the answer is, it's you.
Yeah. My residual self-image definitely does not match what's on the outside. Even when I got dressed and wore that outfit, and Jenny was like, you look great. I was like, awesome, I feel great. And then I take that picture, and then I was like, I saw the picture, and I was like, I look like all my friends' before gastric bypass pictures. You know those before and after pictures? Like, that's me right now. I'm the before picture.
I'm so sorry that that's
right now.
You saw that.
So, yeah. My doctors, I didn't read this till recently, but I'm kind of pre-diabetic. Like, am I right on that line of like normal pre-diabetic, you know, where my sugars sit at like 100, 109 after fasting, which is a tiny bit high. And so I didn't see this till recently, but I guess back in February, my doctor recommended that I try a diabetes medication that is supposed to help with my sugars and help you lose weight. Because one of the side effects is not being hungry. So, but then, you know, that's admitting that it's time for interventions. And I, having a real hard time with that.
Is that your fucking picture.
It's so cute. If I can see it, Jenny can shave that chin off for you if you like.
But also my body. Like, look at how broad my shoulders are. That's that shoulder, and that's the other shoulder.
Oh, see, I don't even see that. I think that's an amazing picture. I love it. But I know where your eye is going to. It's going to your chin because you're looking down at your loving niece. I just took pictures with Catherine, and and my sister's like, dude, like, touch your heads. And I'm like, no, I'm not touching my heads, and I look like this. And I'm like, Catherine, lean back, because mommy has to, like, shake her hair out and stretch out her chin so she doesn't look like a goddamn bullfrog. Like, you have to give me space to do all my vanity poses.
Yeah.
While I'm trying to take a loving picture with my daughter that looks natural.
Right. Gotta do it.
If you want Jenny to clean that up a little bit, she will.
Chisel that away.
Yeah, she will. They call that sculpting.
Yeah, sculpt me.
Yeah.
Sculpt the shit out of me.
And she does that a little bit. She doesn't do it a ton. But if she has bigger clients and she sees a little rumple or something or other, she'll smooth it out. She'll take in arms a tad. She'll take out chins. She'll smooth belly rolls. So she does a tiny bit of sculpting. Not a ton though, because people would notice, like I would notice if you sculpted me hard. But like, if you make me look amazing, like I'm going to feel amazing.
Right. So, of course.
Like when I did my 40th, you know, she had to do a lot of skin tag removal in my underarms for a few of those poses.
Right.
You know, which she did. So
right.
You don't want like expensive pictures with skin tags fucking everywhere. So. Or like yeast infection in your underarm, you know, which I think itchy red white. Is that yeast infection?
I don't know, white and crusty. Mine's just a line. It just looks like a line. It just looks like a little line. It looks like somebody scratched me.
Mine is red and crusty. I think it's a yeast infection. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Why are we having such armpit issues right now?
I don't know.
People are going to hear this and be like, it's the third goddamn episode in a row that talked about their armpits.
Yes, they are going to say that.
When I get them all out. So.
A tick infestation here.
Oh, okay. You keep finding them in your house?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So.
You think they're living somewhere in the house or they're just getting in?
I don't even know.
Are they, honestly, like hitching a ride with Sid and dropping off?
So, yeah. The first one I found, like, I looked over here. I told you this story. I looked over here and I looked back and I was on my fucking computer screen.
Yeah.
So it came from my bed because I was on my bed watching my computer screen. And then sometime last week, since the last time I talked to you, probably Wednesday, honestly, I sat down on the entryway rug to take off my shoes after my run. And there was a fucking tick just like right there on the thing.
Oh my God.
And then yesterday, question mark? I don't know how days work. It's very confusing.
No, it is. I'm with you on that.
I was like, what is that? Is that a tick or a spider? Is that a tick or a spider? And my mom goes, what, on my back? And I go, no, definitely not there. And then I go get a tissue and like pick the tick off her back.
Yeah.
So I have a whole system, which is I close my sink really tight and then just like pour a ton of rubbing alcohol in it and I drown the tick in rubbing alcohol. And when his little legs stop moving, then I
get flushed. Yeah. Yeah.
Down the sink.
Yeah. They could be coming in on you from your runs. They could be coming in on Sid and just dropping off. They can just jump in the door. So I did hear that the ticks are real bad. We haven't seen any on Millie yet, but I did have that one in my hair a few weeks ago. As I now double check my hair for other shit. So, oh, damn ticks.
Damn ticks.
Damn ticks.
So, yeah, the first one I identified as a dog tick. And then the third one we identified also as a dog tick. So it seems like we have a dog tick infection. They don't normally feed on cats or on humans. And none of them have been fat. But dog ticks can live up to 2 years without feeding.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So I
wish I could live up to 2 years without feeding.
Seriously.
I'd be so skinny.
That's so skinny. Called eating disorder. Not doing it.
Wish I could have an eating disorder. I say very tongue in cheek, I know. But I do not want one. But, you know, once in a while, I wish I could. I love food too much.
I know. I actually really think that my body has changed since I've been running. Like, yeah. I feel fitter and svelter.
Yeah, you feel.
Yeah, I do. I feel slurped in.
Yeah.
And, but my weight hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think I've gained weight at all, honestly, in COVID. I'm eating about the same. So, man, it feels like we've been at home for 6 months, but it's only been three. Right?
It's been four. No, it's been three.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Like almost three to the day. I have a friend who's counting down days still, and we're up to like 100 and some. So, like, stop counting days. This is just like not ending. So just stop. Stop. It's never ending. Just stop counting the days. Counting the days is futile. So, fuck.
I know we both have the. Both have the yawns.
I have the yawnies. Yep.
So I'm really glad that I wasn't going to post my fundraising link because, one, I was like, this is way too far in advance. And two, like.
To what?
I didn't feel up to it.
Yeah. You know?
Like, but then I had multiple people request it and I was like, okay, I'll set up my link. And then my dad had to go to the hospital to talk to the doctors about my grandma and how she's doing. And I was like, no, I'm depressed. I'm pushing it. So I'm
good.
At 70%.
Yay.
No, wait, more than that. I'm at 90%. I'm at 90% of my goal.
Yeah. If I hadn't donated so early, I might've just been like, I will finish it off.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's okay though.
Yeah, I didn't really want to donate $500. But
No.
I would have.
$200. If it was the week before the race and I didn't have my fundraising goal met.
Oh yeah, I totally do then.
So yeah, I mean, if I hit it today/tomorrow, then the rest of the time I can help my brother with his.
Yep. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your family to donate to him.
Yeah.
All your cousins and aunts and uncles and shit.
Exactly.
Just go tag them all.
Oh, I was like, ask them in person so that you guys can just like.
You FaceTime everyone just to say, hey, and you should go donate to Joseph's fundraiser. So.
Oh my God. Guess whose birthday it was last week that I forgot to mention?
Mine.
Yes. John Burns turned 30.
What? John Burns turned 30 and we didn't go visit him in Denver?
There's a pandemic going on.
I don't care anymore. Just wear a mask and wash your hands.
You're part of the problem.
I wear a mask and I wash my hands.
You just talked about not wearing a mask to the store.
No. Did we not? Okay. In Tennessee, I wear masks here. They don't have any cases in Tennessee.
Okay.
I was wearing masks to protect them from my out-of-state germs.
Yeah.
Those damn rednecks didn't seem to care. So fuck them. Go get COVID.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, did you see about Trump's rally?
Yes. And then it got moved a day.
Yeah. So first of all, he was going to hold a rally in Tulsa, one of the greatest massacres of African Americans in American history. That is the site, Tulsa. Yeah. That's where it happened.
Yeah, there's only 300 official deaths, but like 10,000 Black Americans were displaced out of their community. So fuck that. Which I'd never heard of until I started seeing those posts.
I had. They covered it on one of the true crime shows that I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So it is because of my obsession with true crime that I knew about that story.
Notice neither one of us learned about that in school.
That's exactly what I was going to fucking say. School teaches the most whitewashed bullshit American history.
Yep. We all know we murder the Indians, but we never talk about the Blacks that we murder.
No.
We talk about the Trail of Tears and how horrible we were to Native Americans, but we never, ever, until you go to college and take some sort of, like, civil rights or Black history class, like, you never learn about what we've done as a nation to our brothers and sisters of color.
There was a This American Life episode about shit, right? And there's this museum on the East Coast, Boston, ? East Coast, I don't remember. And it's this, like, basically museum of horrors and atrocities committed against African Americans. That's what it is. And who goes to that museum? Black children.
Yeah.
For school trips. Who fucking needs to go to that museum?
White children. White privileged children.
Like, when I heard about that, I was like, why do the poor Black babies have to be subjected to that?
Right.
That's fucked. And it's the, like, white kids who need to understand the truth of the history.
Yeah. And all the times I've been to DC, I still haven't been to the African American Museum. It's, like, on my list for the next time I go. Like, next time I go, I'm going. Like, for sure. Like, don't care. Going. Dragging a exchange student with me. We're going.
Good.
So, but I'm sure that's even whitewashed. Like, I'm positive that's whitewashed itself. So,
I mean, of course it is.
Let's put all the thoughtful Black things in the Black Museum.
Yeah.
Not the horrific crap we've done. Even, like, Holocaust is whitewashed. You know, like, a lot of crazy shit happened, but, like, you just get, like, you know, a brief overview. How many people know about all of the Asian internment camps?
Right.
During World War II. Like,
I actually do remember learning about that, but
I'm sure it was mentioned,
Right.
Yeah. It's not like you learn about what really happened in them. It's mentioned.
And you also, like, kind of, like, learn, like, FDR was, like, the greatest president, and he saved everyone, and he's the fucking president who oversaw that shit.
Yeah. Hoover was horrible. You know, and no one ever talks about how horrible J. Edgar Hoover was. He perpetuated hate and fear. That is why we live in hate and fear today, because of J. Edgar Hoover in the 50s.
And perpetuating now.
Hate and fear. Yep.
All right. So anyway, Trump was going to have a rally in Tulsa on Juneteenth, which is the celebration of the end of slavery.
Right.
And it's not the Emancipation Proclamation. It is actually like 3 years afterwards. Mm-hmm. So in areas that were more rural, slave owners were like, yeah, I'm just not going to tell them.
Yep. Fuck you. I'm just going to ignore
their slaves.
Yeah.
Even though owning slaves was no longer legal.
Yeah.
So the celebration of June 19th of Juneteenth was the last slaves in America, whatever, three fucking years later, finally being freed. They were finally read the Emancipation Proclamation and told that they were free.
Yeah. I heard Texas was the last state to acknowledge the emancipation and free their slaves.
Right. Yes.
Yep. So Juneteenth in 3 days. Juneteenth.
And fucking Trump is making people sign a waiver that they can't sue him if they get COVID, which means that he understands it's an issue.
His people understand it's an issue. He's a big dumb dummy. Like, I doubt he picked Juneteenth and Tulsa, you know, intentionally.
Oh, no, I'm sure you something know? Fucking else did that. Like, Stephen Miller, that racist asshole piece of shit.
And when he said, well, what's the guns when the looting begins, the guns?
Well, the shooting begins.
The shooting begins. I'm pretty sure for a fact he just said that because it rhymed. I doubt he knows it comes from a super famous racist speech, which everyone called him out for.
Did he know that that's what it came from? Probably not.
Probably not. I'm sure he just said it because it rhymed. Because that's the type of mentality he is. He's just a fucking goddamn bully. Now, I did hear he's doing some police, he signed some police reform stuff today, so yay.
Here's the thing that's bullshit.
Stop being a dick.
Here's the thing that's bullshit about the police reform thing. It says that cops are allowed to use chokeholds if they think their life's in danger.
Well, they always think their life's in danger. That's like what they've been saying for years.
I felt
threatened, so I shot him 12 times in his bed while he was sleeping. Like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Did I talk about the joke that if, like, Disney employees, can do their jobs without killing people, then cops can too?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, kind of funny in one way, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, I was treated horribly by guests when I worked at Disney. I was called the R word. I was threatened. Like, I was called a bitch. I was called a cunt once. Like, those guests will tell you that you are ruining their fucking lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you know how much money I paid, you fucking cunt? Let me on the goddamn ride.
Yep, shit like that.
You're ruining my family vacation.
And you sit there with your smile and you go, okay, let me call a manager over for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that meme, like, sort of doesn't quite say or dances around is that, like, the culture at Disney World is that you're not fucking allowed to do that. And the culture with cops is that you are fucking allowed to do that.
Right. Yeah. What I see today, like, maybe the police academy should be 4 years long.
Yeah, no shit.
If it takes me 8 years to become a lawyer, why do you get to enforce the law after 6 months? Hooray, America. We got about 10 minutes left on our hour.
I did a little happy dance.
Do we have some internet memes of the week?
Yes. I do have some internet. Okay, wait, real quick though. I asked for internet things of the week in our delightful gifting group and they were weak sauce.
So weak sauce. I tried to like keep it going and stimulate it, but people weren't biting.
It's okay.
I don't know what the fork was going on, but it was weak.
I appreciate you.
The game was super weak.
I just expected like a meme dump or like tweets or.
Yeah.
Nothing. How hard is that? All right, anyway. This one says, updated guidance on hashtag sex in the age of COVID. And then this part is copied from the original thing. It says, make it a little kinky. Be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers. The NYC Department of Health encouraging glory holes was definitely not on my 2020 bingo card.
Oh, I love it.
Me fucking too. So that was my like favorite internet thing of the week. One of the other things that's been going around was the sexual identity generator. Those are hilarious. I didn't love my first one. It was moist goth gay. And I was like, I'm just not goth. So I did it a second time and I got bog witch warrior gay. And I was That is me.
Bog witch warrior gay.
I am bog witch warrior gay.
You have to send me that. I got to see what I am.
And then I saved this one and sent it to you. It's the two men yelling meme. Right.
Yes, that was awesome.
Creek made my son gay. You can't make somebody gay. Have you even seen Dan Levy? He's a goddamn treasure. I'm like a baby.
That reminded me that I think TikTok made me pan. So
yeah.
To everyone hot.
Everyone.
Boys hot. Who used to be girls, girls who used to be boys, the gays, the lesbians, everyone hot.
Everyone hot.
I drooling. I real thirsty every time I go on TikTok. Anyway, cool. Well, so we can wrap it up like a dick if you want.
That was all the things. Oh, actually, I had one more COVID complaint. Hashtag COVID complaints. So my parents decided they're getting haircuts, and I'm like, that seems too fucking dangerous to me.
I wanted to see Ginger in 2 weeks because I just came back from Tennessee. I had my appointment set up with her for next week, and I changed it to 2 weeks after I came back from out of town. But she's only doing one-on-one. She's doing one-on-one in her salon.
So, I mean, this place is a big place with, like, 20 chairs, and they only have 3 people working at a time. Yeah. And you have, same as Ginger, you have to wait till it's your turn to even come into the building. You have to wear a mask the whole time. I still think it's fucking dangerous. I just do. Yeah. But I realized epidemiologically, if my parents are both going to the salon to get a haircut, then it's no different if I go also at the same time as them.
Yeah. Are you going to go with them? Are you going to like schedule an appointment with Ginger?
No, I'm going to go. My mom got me an appointment at her place with them, even though I told her not to. She did anyway. So.
Ginger went and got her toes done at the place that she loves. And she was like, she posted about it. She was like, it was a fucking madhouse. Like people coming in, the phone never stopped ringing. Women yelling at the workers because they'd been waiting too long or they couldn't get an appointment. So she was like, it was fucking crazy. So, and fucking wait, people, okay? Like, fucking wait. I know it's a luxury and it's like the one thing you do for yourself to make you feel pretty, but come on, just give it a rest.
Yes.
Give it a rest.
There are reasonable, if you're like, I have claw feet, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's shit you can do at home.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of scrubbies and whatever. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Go buy one of those wax feet dip things, you know. Get yourself a foot bath. Get those stupid foot peels. Make your fucking partner do it. Make your kid do it. Put peanut butter on your feet. Make your dog lick your feet if you need a goddamn pedicure so bad.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. I'm with it. I just feel like...
I don't think Ginger listens to this. I'm not disparaging Ginger at all. Like, I'm pissed that this poor nail place was such a madhouse with crazy bitches, like, needing to get their shit done that they could not be civilized human beings. You know what? And if you're going out, you better goddamn over tip so fucking much. You know?
What I want done. What do you think?
Yeah, that looks cute. I hope they don't fuck it up.
It's a fucking expensive place. If they do, I'd be furious.
Yeah, because it's not your normal girl, so I just cross my fingers for you.
I know. And she'll be mad I cheated on her, but then I'll just have to explain. I had no money, yeah. And my mother was paying for it.
Right. You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Thank you. So, all right, let's wrap this shit up. Find us everywhere, That More Thing. We still love hearing from you. Oh, I actually did have a corrections corner. Because I was like, stop being mean to the people who are your allies. And that episode hasn't even gone out yet. But somebody was like, okay, but all of those like senators and House of Representatives people who were sitting there wearing the like stoles, mm-hmm. kneeling, like that was a stupid show of solidarity because they actually have the power to make meaningful change and aren't. And I was like, okay, you're right. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
Corrections corner. I will admit it.
Yeah. What did I post the other day? There was a Twitter thread I posted from Chappelle from a few years ago, and some privileged white girl threw out a really insensitive comment in this surprise show he did, and he laid into her, and she tried to meet him afterwards, and she was turned away, and then he had her go and get, and she was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I learned so much from you tonight. And it's like, everyone can change.
Yeah.
All we have to do is have an open enough mind enough to change. And it's okay to change your mind if you learn and process that. But it's okay to change your mind. You don't have to stick to your guns. No one says you can't change your mind about shit. So, because you want to be a better person, you know?
Yeah. And also I get that. I hate it when you know, legislators just kind of shrug and they're like, if only somebody could do something about this.
You can, motherfucker. Like, you're the one sitting there. You do it.
So I get now better why them sitting there in those stoles kneeling as a sign of solidarity is a meaningless gesture because they actually have the power to make meaningful change.
Yeah.
And so I'm better now.
There we go.
I'm better.
Woo!
Not all better. I'm just better than I was before. All right. So anyway, find us all on all of the social medias and stuff at That More Thing. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode...
I actually don't know. Is it 240?
I thought it was 240. So let's go
240 maybe.
Yeah, but maybe yeah. Something else. That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye.